Well, welcome everyone
Love
to today's
Talk Radio.
Well, welcome everyone to today's Lunch and Learn call. My name is Michael O'Brien. I'm a regional director with Thrive North American Power, and a happy Thrive year to each and every one of you. I can see on my studio panel here, we've got a packed house. So many folks are coming out of the holiday with their ears pinned back. And it's such an exciting year. Many of you know that I've been with the company since its very first heartbeat. And, folks, I really can't remember a 90-day period that has the unique characteristics that are in place right now. It really, really underscores the importance of being plugged in, taking your business seriously, looking at it as a professional, evaluating each and every area of where you could improve upon. And on that note, folks, what we decided to do on the Lunch and Learn calls is focus in on personal development and mindset, because it's an opportunity for you to become the best version of you you can possibly become, to develop yourself personally so you get the most out of all of your potential. And, again, I can see folks flooding in. I know it's an exciting time with all of the anticipation with the new telemedicine launch coming up in the spring. And that, folks, has got everybody. It's a buzz going on throughout the entire nation. I know for a fact from the conversations I had over the holiday with people, everybody's receptive to it. So, as I indicated when I opened up the call, a warm welcome to each and every one of you, and hats off to you for carving out the time during your busy workday. And with respect to that, what we want to do is kind of get right into things here, folks, so that you can get the most out of your time here on our Lunch and Learn call. Again, this is Michael O'Brien, Regional Director, welcoming you today. And a happy Thrive Year 2015. Happy New Year to each and every one of you. And the essence of these calls, folks, is it's a consistent learning platform you can drive you and yourself and your team to take your North American Power Thrive business to the highest level of success possible. And before I get started on some of the plugged-in activities, this is certainly one of them. You simply want to just make sure that you're texting out to your team the Lunch and Learn call, and to be on that today so that you get this dynamic happening in your organization. People are getting information in real time, and they can apply it to their business. Now, folks, I wanted to give a big thanks out to Regional Director Mr. Andre Deary and Top Area Director Ms. Valerie Aloisio. They had me on as a special guest on Saturday's Thrive Live training this past Saturday, and we had a packed house, folks. There were hundreds and hundreds of people online that joined us on that, and that was quite an honor. And a big thank you out to both Valerie and Andre. Thank you, guys. And folks, on the Lunch and Learn schedule, you want to get this down. On Mondays, I have the honor of hosting the call. And I have a special co-host that I'm going to be bringing on shortly out of Maryland. And on Tuesdays, Top Area Director Ms. Valerie Aloisio. On Wednesdays, it's Founding National Director Mr. Bob Dorn hosts that Wednesday call. Thursdays is Top Regional Director Mr. Victor Girardi. And on Fridays, none other than the New England Dons head up the Friday Lunch and Learn calls. And on the topic of being plugged in, what you want to do, folks, is make sure that you have your team saving to their favorites thrive.community, thrive.community, and click on events. That's going to bring up a live calendar. I have it open now. And this is a very special Monday, folks, because it's a State of the Company webinar address at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, hosted by none other than our chairman and visionary and co-founder, Mr. Kerry Breitbart, at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, State of the Company webinar. You can go to thrive.community and click on events and register for that. Now, if getting to a computer is a challenge, I'll take this number down, folks. and there's a pin associated with it. And this information is on that calendar. It's 866-740-1260, and the pin is 913-8070. 866-740-1260, and the pin, again, is 913-8070. And that's a state of the company address call tonight at 9 p.m. Now, on the note of some other announcements that are happening, such an exciting time around the tri-state area here, where the call's coming from, I'm right in Norwalk, Connecticut. In New Jersey, on Saturday, January 10th, right around the corner, in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, there is a Super Saturday event from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Crown Plaza in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. And also coming up, folks, on Super Bowl Saturday weekend, there's a Super Bowl event coming up. And, folks, this is a huge event for anyone within 2-3 hours driving distance. I implore you to come to this because, folks, they are blowing the governors off with this event. It starts at 9:30 a.m. and it goes to 5 p.m., but there's a Super Bowl party that goes to 11 p.m. After this event. So that is at the Renaissance Hotel in Woodbridge, New Jersey. And all the event details can be found at thrive.community and click on events. And also a big event coming up in the state of Florida, a Super Saturday event headed up by the VP of Leadership Development, Mr. John Costino, and top leader, Mr. Armando Torres, down in Orlando. And all the details on that can be found on thrive.community and click on events. And you'll see all of the information about that coming up as well. Now, folks, one of the things you want to also zero in on doing, you know, success leaves clues. And our top income earner in the company, Mr. Bob Dorn, founding national director, shares little nuggets of wisdom. And anytime he does, folks, I jot these down. He's a very modest guy, but believe me, when he speaks, you definitely want to take notes. And what he does, it's a very unique thing. As soon as his prospect turns rep, he shows them the following two critical steps to being plugged in. He shows them where the event calendar is, so that person can understand the breadth of events happening and they can effectively get people plugged in, intelligently get them plugged in because they have the event details. And also what he does, he gets them opted in. He does it for them. He puts in their name and email and has them opt in for a consistent email that keeps them plugged in at the highest level with up-to-date information in real time that they can take advantage of. More importantly, he's showing them, folks, what to do with your new representative. So that's so vital to understand. Now, folks, the focus topic of our call is self-confidence. I treated myself to an early Christmas gift in the early part of December, and I picked up The Laws of Success by Napoleon Hill. And if, for those of you who may be new to the call, certainly this is nothing new to those who have been on it. Napoleon Hill is my mentor, my coach when it comes to personal development, and he creates the framework for our calls here on our Lunch and Learn call. And I had the honor and good fortune of making a new friend and colleague out of Maryland, and he's affectionately known as Air McNair. That's other than top leader, Mr. Xavier McNair, and I want to welcome him to the call. Xavier, welcome to the call. How are you today?
I'm doing excellent, Mr. Michael O'Brien. How are you today?
Awesome, awesome, buddy. I'm so glad in 2015 we've teamed up to co-host these calls. It's such a special time of the year, and I'm so excited to have you as a co-host, and you bring, you know, a lot of energy from a different part of the country, and I know you're focused here, and you're a big fan of personal development. Your focus on today's call is that second chapter in that classic, self-confidence. Allow me to let you have the floor for a little bit, Xavier, and so you can expand on that important topic.
Yeah, great. Well, thank you. First off, I want to thank you for creating this space of personal development on our Monday Lunch and Learn call. I really feel like for me that 2014 was kind of like my awakening. Like now I'm aware of what's possible just by personal development and training and having the right mindset. And that comes from you making a stand for personal development and sharing that with the people across Thrive Nation. So I want to thank you for that first. Second, just to get into a little bit of what self-confidence means for me and my experience so far is that, well, first off, you know, define self-confidence. It's the belief in yourself to accomplish any task, no matter the circumstances or the odds. So, you know, saying that if a man thinks he can, then he can. If he thinks he can't, then he can't. They're both right. So that is really, it really captures what self-confidence means to me. And it's a skill. I really get that self-confidence is a skill that can be developed. You have to work on it. You have to continue to program and train your own mind in order to build your level of self-confidence. And there's a few ways that you can do that. One is through repetition. Malcolm Gladwell in his book Outliers highlights a 10,000-hour rule where anybody who works at a skill or craft or, you know, their passion, if they work at it for 10,000 hours, they would in essence be an expert in that particular trade. So, you know, it comes through repetition and dealing with the same scenario over and over again. It builds self-confidence. It builds your comfort level. And, you know, those things seem to be easy tasks after, you know, those 10,000 hours. Another way that you can build self-confidence and develop that is to eliminate negative self-talk. And negative self-talk, I mean, that's something that I dealt with for a while. I would be prepared to do some activities for my business, and my heart would start racing, and then I would you know, hear the messages in my head, the little demon on my shoulder that's keeping me from really living a big life. You know, say, oh, this person, they're busy, or you know, this person, they wouldn't value what you have to say. And 2014, I kicked that demon off of my shoulder. And I'm really taking on, you know, to have a power and an empowering conversation with myself where, you know, I can do this. I do have something of value to bring to somebody. I can help change somebody's life. And that has been huge because, I mean, there's already enough people out there saying that you can't do something. You can't live up to your dreams. You can't fulfill on your wishes or, you know, get the things done. But if you're listening to them and you're telling yourself that as well, then you're defeated already. So you really got to eliminate the negative self-talk and empower your mind with the messages that you're listening to. And then last, I would say is to avoid those relationships which are not empowering. If somebody's always telling you that you can't do something, I feel like, you know, when it comes to that matter, either you can't discuss that, you can't have that conversation with that person, or you don't share that dream with them because they're just going to try to crush it. You know, surround yourself with people that are going to lift you up, people that are going to encourage you, people that will help you to stay the course. And really, the best place to get that from is from a coach or a mentor or somebody that is on the same path as you. Michael, I know I feel strongly. I'm on my way to becoming a national director. And, you know, so I appreciate you, again, creating this space where I can learn and I can be coached by yourself and some of the other people that host these calls throughout the week. There's always something of value to get from these calls. The last point that I really want to share here is that the human mind is like a battery. It can be either positive or negative. Self-confidence is the quality with which the mind is recharged and made positive. So, again, just continue to build and train your mind with the right things. You know, when you're facing a situation and fear starts to creep in, you know, fear is the chief reason for poverty, failure, and misery. So a man who masters fear can march into a successful achievement in practically anything that they want, no matter what odds are against them. But it boils back down to, if you already feel like you're defeated, then, you know, you already are. So that's what I got out of the self-confidence chapter with Napoleon Hill. And I really believe wholeheartedly that 2015 is going to be my best year. And I hope that you have that same self-confidence in yourself and in your business, that 2015 will be your best year as well. So again, thank you, Michael, for opening up this call for me to share what I got from this chapter. Would you like to touch on anything that I might have missed?
Well, Saber, thank you so much for, you know, sharing and expanding upon such an important component at this point in time, and certainly for, you know, the kind praise on carving out Personal Development Mondays. You know, folks, one of the things you want to understand, and Xavier really, really did a tremendous job there, is in any kind of endeavor, there's two basic, you know, broad areas of expertise. There's skill set and there's mindset. And the folks that are hosting these calls, the people that are, you know, heading up trainings, you know, they're world-class trainers that really will give you the skill set. And so when I looked at this space, I stepped back and I thought, you know what, I want to focus more on mindset and what really determines how we behave. Because ultimately, whether or not you stay connected with an endeavor or not, it's typically your mindset, your attitude, that orchestrates your behavior. And you can get the skill sets with the world-class trainers, but when you plug into these types of calls, you're going to get the articulation you just heard from Xavier McNair, tremendous job there on self-confidence. And, you know, a handful of things there, Xavier, that you honed in on. Sometimes, folks, the people we're associating with, they aren't as enlightened as you are when it comes to these dynamics and they come to this space. And they might not have the passion that you obtain for your goals. And it's difficult to, you know, part yourself from them. Let's just be honest. You know, we love our friends and our colleagues and things of that nature that have relationships, but if they're not really benefiting you in that entire space when it comes to looking at where you want to go, you have to take a hard look at that, because it's our human nature that who we spend time around will rub off on us. It really, and the negative self-talk that they ultimately offer out loud, it has an impression on us. So you have to be very careful, and Xavier spent some time on that. And it really highlights a very important set of simple dynamics that happen. You know, our thoughts become our words, and our words become our actions. And it creates a success consciousness when you're around people like Xavier that are beaming with positivity. Because it only lends itself to pragmatic thinking that success activities are going to be centered around those types of people. And I lived that in my life. I'm tangible evidence of this. So, you know, use me as, you know, literally a tangible piece of evidence that this actually happens. Because if I hadn't worked on myself, I wouldn't have the right attitude. I wouldn't have gone to a meeting I hardly knew anything about. And I wouldn't have had the opportunity to meet our chairman and set off a whole series of events that has just changed the entire landscape in a positive way for thousands of people. So, you know, my adherence to and my love of personal development is very high because of that tangible evidence. Use that as tangible evidence in your life. I want to share that every time I can, because it's that prolific. It really does work that simply. Your thoughts, your words, your actions, and then your activities really become more likely to put you in successful opportunities and activities. And successful actions come from having the confidence and knowing that you have the self-discipline and the habits and the activities to keep you away from the negative people and the negative self-talk. So I appreciate that entire expansion that you did, Xavier, and I'm so looking forward to working closely with you as we break down these areas of personal development on these calls. You know, Xavier, I'm not sure you had a chance to see on Saturday the presentation. I know it's a busy time of year with all the holidays, but we had a presentation on Saturday that was headed up by Andre Deary.
Yes, I was online. I saw it live.
Yes, and so, you know, the activities of being plugged in, Xavier, they give people, you know, the confidence that I'm working at something to get to my why. Because a lot of times people will ask me, you know, like, where do you get the self-confidence from? You know, how does that work? You know, it comes from, Xavier, it comes from the activities I'm engaged in. It really does. And the people I'm around. I'm washing myself constantly with confident people, success-conscious people. And, you know, it's funny how nature works. If you're into doubt and fear and you're into criticism and negativity and your attitude is really shaped by those things, you're going to not be attractive in those circles. You know, when you bump up against the Andre Deary's and the Valerie Aloisios and the Bob Heiligs and the leaders and, you know, Xavier McNair and people who think and focus on positive success-minded kind of activities, it almost just eliminates them, and your self-confidence will boost. It really will. And why is that so important, people will say, right? Well, it's attractive. And we're in the attractive business. When we speak to people, our words are our craft. And if you're not confident and you're doubtful and somewhat fearful, they can smell that. Equally, people can sense a posture of attraction, you know, a posture of confidence, which is very attractive to them. They can't put their finger on it, but they move towards it. So, you know, I know offline, Xavier, you asked me, you know, over the last few days, Mike, you know, where do you get your self-confidence from? And, you know, Xavier, that comes from the activities I'm engaged in and the individuals I'm around and the self-discipline and the habits I formed, if that helps.
Yeah, that helps a lot. I mean, just what you said there in a moment ago about surrounding yourself with the Andre Deary's, and, you know, that for me, that makes it easier to eliminate those people that are not empowering and not going anywhere with their life. The people that are settling for what they have instead of, you know, trying to live a bigger, more fulfilled life. So thank you for that. That really did help a lot.
Oh, sure. Sure. And, you know, I saw when I saw the words personal development 13, 14 years ago, I switched them around to develop yourself personally.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that helps people realize the value in this, because we're all given an incredible amount of potential, but we just don't realize it in the time we're on this earth. This gives you an opportunity to speed up the realization of that. So, you know, if you're plugging into this call, one of the things that you have to understand, folks, is when you find whoever it is that you like, Anthony Robbins, Napoleon Hill, Bob Proctor, Dr. Joe Vitale, Jeff Olson, you know, whoever it is, lock in on that feeling, take advantage of that attraction to that person, because subliminally what's happening is a very powerful thing. You're saying to yourself, I love me, I care about me, I want to work on me. And that starts to boost up your self-confidence. And it also starts to build up a fortress around your why and what you're all about and why you're doing this. And as other people's beliefs start to fade, who haven't spent time working on themselves and realizing this discipline And that's the essence of it right there, folks, is it's getting through those adverse waters. I expanded upon this on Saturday. You know, anybody can do well when everything's going rosy and sunny. It's the storms that come into our lives where the true value of personal development shines. And quite frankly, sometimes, not everybody, but some people emerge from that stronger simply because that which fails to, you know, to take us out makes us stronger. So realize the value of this at a very intrinsic level, an elemental level. And when you spend time working on yourself, folks, you're triggering that subliminal message that you matter, that you care. Self-confidence, self-esteem, they start to rise. So, Seeger, I'm not sure about your schedule. I don't want to make any assumptions, but if you've got the time, I want to open up the lines for some calls. And if you don't, I totally understand.
Yeah, no, I can. We can take a few calls, Michael. I have a few minutes left.
Okay, great. So, coming out of area code 301, it's starting to launch very slowly. Welcome to our Lunch and Learn call. I'm not sure why this is not allowing them in.
Yeah, that's my neighborhood.
Yeah, that's your neighborhood, right? 301.
Yeah.
We've got someone trying to come in from 301, and I'm not sure why it won't let them on. A little technical snafu there. And that happened. I see their hand is raised, and that's outside of my control. And, you know, that's funny that came up, that whole thing, because, and I apologize, caller out of 301, it is outside of my control. But one of the things that I'm reminded of almost on a daily basis is a good friend of mine and colleague. I'm lucky to have her as a friend in my life, and that's Cheryl Flores out of New England. She absolutely loves the mindset that comes from realizing you need to focus on things you can control and literally dismiss those that you can't in their entirety. And like, for instance, this, right? I can't control that. It's a technological thing, right? This is an example sometimes of where people get really hung up, like at red lights that won't change on time or servers that don't load quickly or attachments that won't open. They literally have cardiac arrests over these things, but they're out of their control. And, you know, that's taking a lot of precious energy. That's taking a lot of your resources into things that you cannot control. And so in personal development in these in waters, I've learned to hone that trait inside of me. I can't begin to tell you how valuable that's been. And that gives me the confidence, Xavier. Mm-hmm. That really does. That gives me the confidence to know 98% of the noise in my life, I don't even hear. I'm not kidding. I don't even hear. And how confident can you be that you can handle 2%? Super, right? Super
yeah.
confident.
Yeah,
so
that's
my self-confidence is helped by that tremendously, Xavier.
Yeah, that's really
so
good.
I hope that helps. And I'm sure, you know, in your endeavors, I know that you've coached. You've got to teach that. That's a big, big thing in athletics. Because you can't control everything. It's such a unique analogous thing to owning your own home-based business. Things will happen outside of your control, folks. You can bank on it. Absolutely bank on it. And how you react to that, right? How you react to that is going to orchestrate your experience. And the same thing you've probably lived in the coaching endeavors you've been involved with, Xavier.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, especially, you know, you're going to come across adversity, you know, no matter what. If you're up to something big, things are going to get uncomfortable. But again, it's what can you control? One of the things that I was sharing with some family friends last night, you know, in Florida, if the losing team, you know, most of the time they can complain about the officiating. You know, because they're officials, they're humans, they make errors too. But in my mind, it's like the other team has to play with the same officials. They are out of your control. You have to be in the mindset that, you know, if they make a bad call, we can come out on the next play and, you know, make it happen for ourselves. So that you hit that right on the head with that one, because we definitely work on, you know, training that mindset. Like, when adversity comes, you know, we can still overcome and be successful. So,
yeah, and having that understanding, that boosts your self-confidence. It really does. And mm-hmm. So all of these principles that Napoleon Hill spent his entire lifetime studying, it's funny, you know, you actually start to realize the thinking behind his methods. Because when you educate yourself and you understand these things, they just simply click together. And your self-confidence boosts because you know you're going to be able to manage adversity because of your mindset that you have going through your life. It really is just that pragmatic and that straight ahead. Now, one of the things, Xavier, I want to do before I wrap up the call is thank you for carving out the time and for joining me on this venture through the 17 chapters with Napoleon Hill's Laws of Success in 2015. And certainly thank you for your time today. Really appreciate that.
Yes, thank you. And I'll see you on the conference call tonight, State of the Company Address.
Yes, that's right, folks. 9 p.m., State of the Company. Register at thrive.community. Click on events. And if you can't make that, dial in to 866-740-1260. And the PIN is 913-8070. Again, 866-740-1260. And the PIN is 913-8070. Get plugged in. Have a tremendous 2015, folks, and thank you for joining us today. I'm sorry the technological issues are not allowing for calls, and we'll see you on the Lunch and Learn calls here throughout the year. Take care, folks, and bye for now.